curso trimestral de Vaughan.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Hello and welcome to another episode of No Excuses. This is Radio Vaughan, Radio Vaughan. This is Fitz, and this is No Excuses, and a very good morning to you. And let's start with a vocabulary list. A difficult one. Difficult, by the way, not difficult. Difficult. This is Vocabulary Booklet 5. Not the most difficult, but the second most difficult. List number 7. Book 5, list 7. And again, as always, many people write to me and say, Fitz, where can we get these books? Very simple. www.baugantienda.com. Let's go. Un contratiempo. A setback. We've had a setback. Agradecido. Now, difficult word to pronounce, but take your time. Appreciative. I'm very appreciative of your efforts. Molesto. Bothersome. Ugh, that fly is very bothersome. I wish it would go away. Molesto. Bothersome. Now, one of my favorite words, one of my favorite things about people and about teachers, concienzudo. Conscientious. So you have two sh sounds. Con, like the Spanish for with. She, like ella. Encious. Conscientious. A good teacher has to be conscientious. They have to be conscientious. If you want to become rich, don't become a teacher. If you want to have enormous job satisfaction, become a teacher. Conscientious. Sometimes people ask me, Fitz, what's the profile of the Vaughan teacher? We have people from 58 different countries. The youngest teacher is aged 20. The oldest or eldest teacher is aged almost 70. And we have people who have come straight from university, people who've been doctors, lawyers, car mechanics, professional musicians, Grammy Award nominees in one case, a great Irishman who still teaches with us. You have people who've been nurses. I worked in a bank, for example. People who've previously been teachers. People who worked in hotels, bars, you have everything. But they're humble, they're courageous, and they're conscientious. Fecha tope o plazo. Deadline. Deadline. What's my deadline? Journalists work against deadlines. Or at least they used to. Because because they publish online and it's a race to get your story published first. Whereas before you had to have it into the newspaper because it had to be printed at about, depending on the newspaper, maybe, I don't know when they printed them exactly, but probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And then they had to be distributed. You can see this in a great film called The Post that I highly recommend to you, that is about the Nixon presidency. Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, great film. Eficaz. Effective. Now, persistent question from students. I've said this to you before. Teacher, what is the difference between efficient and effective? Well, killing a mouse with a cannon is effective, but it's not efficient. Flota, fleet. Heredero, heir. Even though it's spelled H-E-I-R, it's pronounced air, like aire. Yep. Cada vez más, Catholic Mass increasingly, it's increasingly common. It's increasingly typical. It's increasingly dangerous. Probably, likely, probable also. You hear this a lot in I like to watch, I like to read a lot of crime novels. I like to watch a lot of true and crime fiction. Sorry, crime fiction and true crime, yes. And in American legal terms, they often talk about probable cause. He had probable cause to commit the crime. Which is, I suppose, a way of saying motive. Bloc para notas, notepad. Where's my notepad? Prometedor, promising. She's a very promising teacher. She's a promising business executive. Rivalidad, rivalry. Be careful of that V. Rivalry. Acuerdo o arreglo. Settlement. They made a settlement. They settled the case on the steps of the courthouse is something you hear about a lot. Settlement. It can also be, of course, it's a word which also means a place where people settled. The first settlement in Madrid, if I understand it correctly, was what's now called Campo del Moro. The first settlement. Blandura, softness. If you add fabric softener to your washing machine, you get extra softness in your clothes. Excedente, surplus. Careful of the pronunciation here. Surplus, not surplus, surplus. Surplus. He was made redundant because he was surplus to requirements. Army surplus. When I was about 16 years old in Cork City, I'm not sure about the rest of Ireland at that time, but definitely in Cork City, German army surplus coats became very trendy, very popular. And when I was 16, I was probably, I would say, 1.65 meters, and I probably weighed, I'd say, 50, 55 kilos. I was pretty tiny. And so I went to the shop. They were secondhand, of course. There was a shop called McCarthy's in the heart of Cork City. It's now a street, but it used to be directly onto the river. And the street is called the Coal Quay. Now, Quay is a part of a town or a city which directly fronts onto water and which typically was used for loading and unloading cargo. But an old way of pronouncing it was K, like the letter K. And coal, of course, carbon. So this place was obviously where coal boats would come in and unload coal into Cork City. It no longer goes directly onto the river because the course of the streets and the river was changed some centuries ago. So there was a second-hand shop called McCarthy's. And I went in there and Mrs. McCarthy, who was the owner, who was a real Cork City woman, she said, "Jesus, bye. You're tiny. I don't know if I'll have one for you." So if you go to Ireland, unfortunately, we do blaspheme a lot, even though we have a rich Catholic tradition. But she said, come back in a week. And of course, I was disappointed because all my friends had them. My sister, my eldest sister, Aileen, had one, and I wanted one. And I went back the following week, and there it was. She said, "I found one." And it was olive green, military green, with a little German flag on the shoulder, and they were warm and they were waterproof. My mother didn't like them because they didn't look very good, but they were very practical and they were cheap because they were secondhand. So let's continue with the vocabulary. Where was I? Yes, excedente, surplus. La Cruz Roja, the Red Cross. Of course, it's called the Red Crescent in Islamic countries. Now, phrasal verb. Apoyar o respaldar. To back up. I'll back you up. No matter what you do, I'll back you up. Chocar. To crash. They had a severe car crash. He was involved in a car crash when he was young. The Wall Street crash. Desbordar. To overflow. Hacer el ganso. Now, in American English, they used to say to goof off, like Goofy from Disney, to goof off. I would say maybe to mess around, to play the fool, to play the fool, but that can also mean to pretend you're stupid when you're not, which is a great feature of one of Ireland's most important counties, is County Kerry. And people from there have the reputation of pretending to be stupid when they are actually really intelligent. Many of Ireland's best business people come from there. Afilar o sacar punta. Afilar o sacar punta. To sharpen. To sharpen. Now, when I was at school, and of course we still wrote with pencils, which I still like to write with pencils, there was always a debate about what the name of the sacapuntas was in English. For me, it's a parer, the verb to pare, P-A-R-E, which means to remove. You can peel an apple or you can pare an apple. But other people in my class said topper, and other people said pencil sharpener. Rendirse, rendirse, surrender, surrender. Great song by Bruce Springsteen, No Retreat, Baby, No Surrender. Perder tiempo, as in malgastar. Perder tiempo, as in malgastar, to waste time. Don't waste time, it's too precious. Don't waste my time. He's a time waster. Viabilidad. Viabilidad. Viability. What's the viability of this product? What's the viability of this project? What's the viability of this project? Let's do a question mix from English O'Clock. I want you to answer the following question with a lot. How many children are there in a class? How many children are there in a class? There are a lot of children in a class. There are a lot of children in a class. Now, in Vaughan Systems, the maximum number of children in a class is 8. And I was talking to my boss the other day, the CEO of our company, Alejandro, who was talking to a new teacher of ours, a girl from London, a girl from Brixton, in South London. There used to be a very famous prison in Brixton, which in its time had many Irish prisoners because of our history with England. And it used to be a pretty tough part of London. Now it's become what they call gentrified. So a new teacher called Tanya Ceroli from Brixton. And she was telling Alejandro about the fact that she teaches four-year-old kids by video conference. And of course, people would say, wow, that must be really difficult. And it is. But they do it fantastically well. They do it fantastically well. So if you're thinking, I want to send my kids to Vaughan for classes, but I live in a place where I live too far away from one of the Vaughan centres, and I don't think it would work for a four-year-old or a five-year-old or a six-year-old or a 10-year-old by video conference, yes, it does. Yes, it does. And arguably, they will learn more by video conference than face-to-face. Why? Well, even though the technology is very good, even though most of us have very good Wi-Fi in our houses, we have good headphones, microphones, and all of that, you still have the fact that it's not in person. And you might say, oh, so it's worse. No. The student has to make more of an effort to understand. And the more of an effort you make with something, the more you're going to learn it. So give it a try. GrupoVaughan.com. You'll find everything you need in there. Where's Venice? Where's Venice? Venice is in Italy. Venice is in Italy. Italy. Not Italy. 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 Where in Italy is Venice? Where in Italy is Venice? It's in the northeast. It's in the northeast. It's on the Adriatic Sea. Well, not quite on, but close to the Adriatic Sea. Is Venice a big or a small city? Is Venice a big or a small city? It's a big city. It's a big city. What nationality are people from Venice? What nationality are people from Venice? Well, people from Venice are Italian. And they are Venetian. They are Venetian. And of course, you have Venetian blinds. Venetian blinds. Very common in many houses. On your window. A type of persiana. Venetian blinds. How many people are there in Venice? How many people are there in Venice? I'm going to give you the number and see if you have a good memory. 270884. 270884. 270884. There are 270,884 people in Venice. There are 270,884 people in Venice. Is Venice a beautiful or an ugly city? Is Venice a beautiful or an ugly city? It's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful city. Are there any museums in Venice? Are there any museums in Venice? Yes, there are. Yes, there are. How many bridges are there in Venice? Answer with around 400. How many bridges are there in Venice? Answer with around 400. There are around 400 bridges in Venice. There are around 400 bridges in Venice. Now, Karina B.S. is asking me, have you been... Now, she says, have you been in Venezia? Have you been to Venice? Have you been to Venice? No, I haven't. Italy is a country I would love to see more of. I've only ever been to Turin. I've never seen Rome. I've never seen the south. I've never seen Sicily. I love Italian food, so I need to go. So, no, I haven't been to Venice. But thank you for asking. Ask me how many islands Venice is made up of. So, is made up of. Two prepositions. Ask me how many islands Venice is made up of. Fitz, how many islands is Venice made up of? How many islands is Venice made up of? It's made up of 118 islands. Or 118 islands. It's made up of 118 islands. Or it's made up of 118 islands. Now you might say, Fitz, how do you know so much about Venice? Well, I don't, but I'm using English O'Clock here. So English O'Clock isn't just an English book. There's so much information in there. You can find out all types of things. Are there any Italian restaurants in Venice? Are there any Italian restaurants in Venice? Well, of course there are. Of course there are. And I heard an interesting story. This must have been, I think this was before, it must have been before COVID. A group of Japanese tourists, because they get so many, it's of course full of tourists. It must be one of the most visited cities in the world. And the tourists, for four bowls of pasta, the owner attempted to charge them 1,000 euro. And so the Japanese tourists called the police. Well done to the tourists, because they were being ripped off. Are there any canals in Venice? Yes, there are many canals in Venice. Ask me if I'd like to go to Venice. Would you like to go to Venice? Yes, I would, but only in the wintertime. Because I think it must be not so comfortable with thousands and thousands and thousands of tourists. Do you think Venice is worth seeing? Yes, I think Venice is worth seeing. Or ask me if there are any pigeons in Venice. Are there any pigeons in Venice? Yes, there are. Tens of thousands of them. And I really wish people wouldn't feed pigeons. Pigeons are survivors. You don't need to feed them. They'll find their own food. But if you feed them, feeding wild animals is dangerous because you change their behavior. In just outside the center of Dublin is a great park called the Phoenix Park, one of the biggest city parks in Europe. It's a bit like Casa de Campo. And there are wild deer in there. And so people go and they feed the deer, but they feed them the wrong food. So the deer get sick and the deer become aggressive. They become aggressive with people. So you don't need to feed them. Ask me how many pigeons there are in Venice. Apparently, there are approximately 40,000 pigeons in Venice. I don't like pigeons, and you? Now, this is not quite true. The pigeon is actually a beautiful bird with that colour on its neck. But city pigeons, of course, they get diseased. They get a bit nasty and they get a bit too familiar with people. But wood pigeons, the ones you find that are usually shot for their meat, they're beautiful birds. And in the early part of the lockdown, I would be working at my window and every day a pigeon would come and he would just land on the windowsill and look in at me through the window as if he was accompanying me. Which famous composer was born in Venice? Vivaldi. Vivaldi was born in Venice in 1678, of course, the composer of the Four Seasons, one of the most famous and celebrated pieces of classical music. Is Venice near or far from Madrid? Venice is far from Madrid. Is there an airport in Venice? Yes, there is. There's an airport in Venice. Ask me what the airport is called. What's the airport called? The airport is called Marco Polo. Who was Marco Polo? Who was Marco Polo? Marco Polo was a merchant and adventurer, one of the most famous adventurers of his time. Who wrote The Merchant of Venice? Who wrote The Merchant of Venice? Shakespeare wrote The Merchant of Venice. I did this play at school. One of his more famous plays. A film was made of it with Al Pacino, but I didn't like the film so much. But a great Shylock was the name of the main character, Shylock Antonio Portia. And Shylock, if you are a fan like I am of The Sopranos, they talk in that, because it's about the mob, it's about the mafia, about their shy business. And what they talk about is illegal money lending. And it comes from Shylock. And Karina's asking me more questions. Do you like to eat spaghetti or pizza? I love both of them. I love Italian food. Is there a famous square in Venice? Yes, there is. What's it called? Now, in English, it's called St. Mark's Square. The Square of St. Mark? St. Mark's Square. How long does a flight to Venice from Madrid last? It lasts two and a half hours. Now, you can say 2 hours and a half, but I prefer it lasts 2.5 hours. It lasts 2.5 hours. Is there any water around Venice? Yes, there is. There's a lot of water around Venice. All right, let's do a bit of translation before we take our morning break. In the last class, I did a bit of work with other, another, and the other, and let's continue with that. Lo haré otro día. I'll do it another day. ¿Quiénes eran los otros? Who were the others? Los otros candidatos no tenían posibilidad. The other candidates had no chance. Tendrás otras oportunidades. No te preocupes. You'll have other opportunities. Don't worry. Now, Viajera is asking me, do you try the coffee in Venice? Do you mean, did you? Now, I've never been there. I've never been to Venice. But I think if you do try the coffee in Venice, it's going to be really expensive. But when I go there, I'll probably try the coffee. Espera, hay otro problema. Wait, there's another problem. Espera, hay otros problemas. Wait, there are some other problems. Mañana es otro día. Tomorrow is another day. One of the most famous lines from Gone with the Wind. It's the last line of the film. Scarlett O'Hara is lying on the steps after all the tragedies in her life, and she says, tomorrow is another day, played by Vivian Leigh, who was an English woman, actually. Gané uno y después gané otro. I won one and then I won another. ¿Qué piensan los demás? What do the others think? Habrá otro partido la semana que viene. There will be another game next week. Habrá otros partidos en el futuro próximo. There will be other games in the near future. Now, Pinero Corvo, tattoo art, says about coffee in Venice. He says, not so expensive coffee if you've taken coffee in Dublin. And yes, it's true. Dublin is an expensive city, which is why you need to go to Cork, or you need to go to Galway, or you need to go to some of the beautiful towns and villages on the west coast where it's much cheaper. And the people are, the people are friendlier. Much nicer than Dublin. Don't say it too loud. Habrá otros partidos en el futuro próximo. Habrá otros partidos en el futuro próximo. There will be other games in the near future. There will be other games in the near future. Dame otra oportunidad. Dame otra oportunidad. Give me another chance. Give me another chance. Please give me another chance. ¿Cuál es la otra alternativa? ¿Cuál es la otra alternativa? What's the other alternative? Not alternative, alternative. What's the other alternative? What's the other alternative? Stay with me, folks, and I'll be right back.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Don Quijote y Sancho Panza, Cleopatra y Marco Antonio, Adán y Eva, Romeo y Julieta, Vaughan y Disney. ¿Eh?
Sí, ya lo has oído. Vaughan y Disney siguen colaborando para que tus hijos aprendan inglés mientras se divierten. La magia de Disney con la calidad de Vaughan. Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate.
Que tus hijos se aburren en el campamento de verano es porque no los has enviado con Vaughan. Porque si buscas un campamento en el que se diviertan, pero de verdad, donde además hablen en inglés todo el rato, tráelos a nuestros campamentos de verano Vaughan en España. Ávila, Cantabria, Valencia, Guadalajara. Tenemos un montón de destinos disponibles. Para este verano, reserva ya la plaza de tus hijos. En los campamentos de verano de Vaughan, en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com o en tu delegación más cercana.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupobaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Lo mejorcito para aprender inglés lo tienes en Vaughan. Tenemos una amplia variedad de cursos para todos los niveles, todos los horarios, todas las edades y todos los bolsillos. 91-133-5833 o grupobaughan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia. Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals. You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Hello, welcome back to the program, or welcome to the program if you're just joining me. And before the break, we were practicing with other, another, and the other. Let's continue with that. Hay otra lista después de esta. Hay otra lista después de esta. Is there another list after this one? Is there another list after this one? Hay otras listas después de esta. Hay otras listas después de esta. Are there other lists after this one? Are there other lists after this one? ¿Quién es el otro candidato? ¿Quién es el otro candidato? Who's the other candidate? Who's the other candidate? Hay otras dos personas esperando. Hay otras dos personas esperando. There are another two people waiting. There are another two people waiting. One more time. There are another two people waiting. ¿Cuáles son las otras alternativas? ¿Cuáles son las otras alternativas? What are the other alternatives? What are the other alternatives? Tiene que haber otro. Tiene que haber otro. There has to be another one. There has to be another one. You could say there has to be another. Now be careful of the word right. Right, as in escribir, is W-R-I-T-E. Correcto is R-I-G-H-T, or derecho is R-I-G-H-T, so be careful of that. ¿Dónde están los otros? ¿Dónde están los otros? Where are the others? Where are the others? ¿Recuerdas esa otra persona que estuvo aquí? ¿Recuerdas esa otra persona que estuvo aquí? Do you remember that other person who was here? Do you remember that other person who was here? Do you remember that other person who was here? Yes, Viajera says, so in the city of Galway, which actually has some cultural connections with Spain, including a place called Spanish Arch. Maybe I'm from Cork, which is a beautiful city, but Galway is also beautiful, a small city on the west coast. And you can take ferries, boats from that city out to the Aran Islands. And one of those is Inishmore. There's Inishmore, Inishshear, and Inishman. These are Irish names. And it's a beautiful place. Now, the weather can be tough. But if you go out there on a sunny day and the sun is shining, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. It's incredible. Irish is still spoken there. They're small islands. They're very small islands. And they do have a permanent population. And they're very beautiful. So, yes, visit Inishmore. We're doing a lot of promotion of Irish tourism today. So, ¿recuerdas esa otra persona que estuvo aquí? Do you remember that other person who was here? Do you remember that other person who was here? ¿Recuerdas esas otras personas que estuvieron aquí? ¿Recuerdas esas otras personas que estuvieron aquí? Do you remember those other people who were here? Do you remember those other people who were here? ¿Qué otra solución sugieres? ¿Qué otra solución sugieres? What other solution do you suggest? Now, suggest has a very strong G sound. What other solution do you suggest? Otra gente emplea otros métodos. Otra gente emplea otros métodos. Other people use other methods. Methods. Other people use other methods. La otra gente emplea el otro método. La otra gente emplea el otro método. The other people use the other method. The other people use the other method. One more time. The other people use the other method. All right, we'll do a bit of practice with modal verbs. So I'm going to give you a statement, a positive statement. I want you to change it to the negative. So, for example, I'll say, I must get there before 8. I must get there before 8. And I want you to say, I mustn't get there before 8. I mustn't get there before 8. So, I must get there before 8. I must get there before 8. I mustn't get there before 8. I mustn't get there before 8. Now, you'll notice in the negative, the first T is not strong. Mustn't. It's almost silent. Mustn't. So, must. Mustn't. So, we never say mustn't. Mustn't. I must. I mustn't. You will have to go there again. You will have to go there again. You won't have to go there again. Will not. Won't. You won't have to go there again. They must leave before dinner. They must leave before dinner. They mustn't leave before dinner. They mustn't leave before dinner. She must wash up all the glasses. So she must wash up. She must wash up all the glasses. She must wash up all the glasses. She mustn't wash up all the glasses. To clean them, to wash up, to do the washing up. A piece of wood washed up on the shore of the lake. She must wash up all the glasses. She mustn't wash up all the glasses. We had to change our shoes. We had to change our shoes. We didn't have to change our shoes. We didn't have to change our shoes. You'll have to pay him in advance. You will. You'll have to pay him in advance. You won't have to pay him in advance. In advance. You won't have to pay him in advance. He had to give it back. He had to give it back. He didn't have to give it back. He didn't have to give it back. The workmen, los obreros, the workmen have to take it away again. The workmen have to take it away again. The workmen don't have to take it away again. The workmen don't have to take it away again. Our teacher must write it on the blackboard. Our teacher must write it on the blackboard. Our teacher mustn't write it on the blackboard. Our teacher mustn't write it on the blackboard. I imagine blackboards are not used really in any schools, or at least in very few schools these days. We had to finish it by today. We had to finish it by today. We didn't have to finish it by today. We didn't have to finish it by today. We will have to leave earlier than usual. We will have to leave earlier than usual. We won't have to leave earlier than usual. We won't have to leave earlier than usual. You must answer at once. It means immediately. You must answer at once. You mustn't answer at once. You mustn't answer at once. We had to begin very early. We had to begin very early. We didn't have to begin very early. We didn't have to begin very early. You'll have to bring your own computer with you. You'll have to bring your own computer with you. You won't have to bring your own computer with you. You won't have to bring your own computer with you. You must eat them all. 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 You mustn't eat them all. You mustn't eat them all. Now here's a tricky one. I shall have to buy a new one. I shall have to buy a new one. I shan't have to buy a new one. I shan't have to buy a new one. Now, this is one of the strangest contractions in English. S-H-A apostrophe N apostrophe T. S-H-A apostrophe N apostrophe T. Shan't. Or shan't. Shan't. Which is how someone from the southeast of England would pronounce it. I shan't. I shan't have to buy a new one. Now, I never say this. But it's a good modal verb to use in terms of politeness also. I would say, I will. It's the same meaning. I will have to buy a new one. I shan't have to buy a new one. They must learn the whole poem. They must learn the whole poem. They mustn't learn the whole poem. They mustn't learn the whole poem. She has to make some new ones. She has to make some new ones. She doesn't have to make some new ones. New ones. She doesn't have to make some new ones. I had to read it aloud, out loud, aloud. I had to read it aloud. I had to read it aloud. I didn't have to read it aloud. I didn't have to read it aloud. She must wear a hat. She must wear a hat. She mustn't wear a hat. She mustn't wear a hat. Let's do a bit of practice with for and since. I'm going to read a sentence to you with a blank in it. So I will say, for example, and you have to add for or since, but I want you to add, not just say the blank, I want you to say the full sentence. So, for example, I'll say, he has been selling cars for blank 10 years. He has been selling cars blank 10 years. Did I say for? Maybe I did. He has been selling cars blank 10 years. He's been selling cars for 10 years. He's been selling cars for 10 years. Now, how would you say that same sentence with since? You would say he's been selling cars since 10 years ago. But you cannot say he's been selling cars since 10 years. Because if you say that to a native speaker, you say, he's been selling cars since 10 years. They will say, since 10 years what? Because it's an incomplete sentence. He's been selling cars since 10 years ago. She's been living here, blank, 1934. She's been living here, blank, 1934. She's been living here since 1934. She's been living here since 1934. Now, you can't use for with this sentence. You would have to change it to a number of years. So you'd have to say, she's been living here, she's been living here for 87 years. But she's been living here for 1930. She's been living here since 1934. She's been living here since 1934. I've been waiting blank 5 o'clock. I've been waiting blank 5 o'clock. I've been waiting since 5 o'clock. I've been waiting since 5 o'clock. I've been mending your socks blank the last 2 hours. I've been mending your socks blank the last 2 hours. Now, mend is to fix or to repair. But there's a specific verb for mending or fixing or repairing socks, which is the verb to darn. D-A-R-N. I've been darning your socks. There was a special type of thick, strong needle. Now, I don't know if people mend socks anymore. Probably not so much. But we've become a throwaway society. We just throw them away. And I'm completely guilty of this. I've been mending your socks blank the last 2 hours. I've been mending your socks for the last 2 hours. I've been mending your socks for the last 2 hours. We've been reading this book blank last January. We've been reading this book blank last January. We've been reading this book since last January. We've been reading this book since last January. We've been studying English blank 3 months. We've been studying English blank 3 months. Months, not months. Months. We've been studying English for 3 months. We've been studying English for 3 months. He's been sleeping blank 3 hours. He's been sleeping blank 3 hours. He's been sleeping for 3 hours. He's been sleeping for 3 hours. He's been working blank 7 o'clock this morning. He's been working blank 7 o'clock this morning. He's been working since 7 o'clock this morning. He's been working since 7 o'clock this morning. I haven't done any work blank a month. I haven't done any work blank a month. I haven't done any work for a month. I haven't done any work for a month. We've been climbing blank an hour and a half. We've been climbing blank an hour and a half. We've been climbing for an hour and a half. We've been climbing for an hour and a half. She has been teaching in that school blank 1992. She's been teaching in that school blank 1992. She's been teaching in that school since 1992. She's been teaching in that school since 1992. My friend has been sick blank a long time. My friend has been sick blank a long time. My friend has been sick for a long time. My friend has been sick for a long time. It's been raining. It has been raining. It's been raining blank yesterday morning. as always, be careful of yesterday, not yesterday. Yesterday, yesterday. It's been raining blank yesterday morning. It's been raining since yesterday morning. It's been raining since yesterday morning. What have you been doing blank yesterday? What have you been doing blank yesterday? What have you been doing since yesterday? What have you been doing since yesterday? That church has been standing here blank centuries. Centuries. How do you say cerezas? Cherries. Centuries. Centuries. That church has been standing here blank centuries. That church has been standing here for centuries. That church has been standing here for centuries. He hasn't been here blank 3 weeks. He hasn't been here blank 3 weeks. He hasn't been here for 3 weeks. He hasn't been here for 3 weeks. She hasn't bought any new clothes blank the beginning of the year. She hasn't bought any new clothes blank the beginning of the year. She hasn't bought any new clothes since the beginning of the year. She hasn't bought any new clothes since the beginning of the year. Let's practice with the verb to last. Third person, present tense. Remember, it's lasts. Like jazz music. Like the cymbals on the drum. So, for example, I will say, how long does the news last on television? 1 hour. I want you to say, it lasts. It lasts 1 hour. So how long does the news last on television? 1 hour. It lasts 1 hour, or it lasts an hour. How long does an average movie last? How long does an average movie last? Maybe you should say, yes. How long does a movie last on average? How long does a movie last on average? A movie lasts on average 2 hours. A movie lasts on average 2 hours. How long does this class last? An hour. How long does this class last? This class lasts an hour, or it lasts an hour. How long does a telephone conversation usually last? 10 minutes. How long does a telephone conversation usually last? A telephone conversation usually lasts 10 minutes. A telephone conversation usually lasts 10 minutes. How long does your lunch break last? 45 minutes. How long does your lunch break last? My lunch break lasts 45 minutes. My lunch break lasts 45 minutes. How long does your coffee break usually last? How long does your coffee break usually last? My coffee break usually lasts 10 minutes. My coffee break usually lasts 10 minutes. How long does a meeting usually last in your department? An hour. How long does a meeting usually last in your department? A meeting usually lasts an hour in my department. A meeting usually lasts an hour in my department. How long does a pack of cigarettes usually last? How long does a pack of cigarettes usually last? A pack of cigarettes usually lasts. I suppose it depends. But I think most people, if you buy a pack of cigarettes, you smoke them all that day. Most people I know who smoke. But of course, there are some things people always tell fibs about. A fib? What's a fib? A fib is a white lie. What's a white lie? A white lie is a minor, unimportant lie. An example. Your best friend spends a lot of money on buying a new jacket. A really expensive jacket. And you see the jacket and you think, whoa, that is terrible. But they're a sensitive person and they ask you, what do you think of my jacket? And you think, yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice. Or a white lie can be men, for example, always overestimate how tall they are. And people always underestimate how much they smoke. So, how long does a packet of cigarettes usually last? A packet of cigarettes or a packet usually lasts a day. It usually lasts a day. How long does a video game usually last? 2 hours. How long does a video game usually last? A video game usually lasts 2 hours. A video game usually lasts 2 hours. Ask me if I play a lot of video games. Ask me if I play a lot of video games. Fitz, do you play a lot of video games? Do you play a lot of video games? No, I never play video games. When I was a kid at school, my first 3 years at secondary school, It was in the city center. And the principal of the school was a man who had been put there because they wanted to build a new school. The old school was more than 100 years old. They needed to build a new school. The Order of the Presentation Brothers. Now, people would say, presentation? So you went to a school that taught presentation? No. It comes from the Presentation of the Sacred Heart. So these were Catholic brothers. They were educators and they needed to build a new school. And so this is an order that is still present in Britain and in Ireland. And they had one man, Brother Bartholomew, who was very good at raising funds. So he would go to all the business people in the city, all the politicians, everybody, the parents of the kids, and try to raise funds. He was very good at that. And this was in 1980. This was between 1982 and 1985. But he didn't, because he paid so much attention to raising funds, he didn't pay that much attention to discipline in the school. And so we had an hour and a half for lunch. And the devil makes work for idle hands. And so down the street was a place called Pot Black, a snooker and video game hall. And all the kids from there would go in, and so we'd play video games in there and waste our money. And then the new principal came, and the new principal shortened the lunch break to 45 minutes, and he banned, you could not leave the grounds of the school unless you had permission from a senior teacher. And so the discipline improved in the school and the performance of the kids improved. So how long does my lunch break usually last? 45 minutes. My lunch break usually lasts 45 minutes. My lunch break usually lasts 45 minutes. How long does a Wagner opera last? How long does a Wagner opera last? 4 hours. Not all of them, but some of them. How long does a Wagner opera last? A Wagner opera lasts 4 hours. Now, we don't say opera, opera, opera. How long does a Wagner opera last? A Wagner opera lasts 4 hours. How long does your summer vacation usually last? A fortnight. A fortnight. Yes, 14 days. It's almost the equivalent to a quincena, which of course is 15 days, but it's 2 weeks. So my summer vacation usually lasts a fortnight. My summer vacation usually lasts a fortnight. My summer vacation usually lasts 2 weeks. For some reason, it's a word that's gone out of fashion. When I was a kid, I would always hear my parents talking about a fortnight and their friends talking about a fortnight. It's not used so much anymore. Strange. I don't know why. Now, past tense. How long did the Second World War last? How long did the Second World War last? Now, I'm not going to tell you because you should know. How long did the Second World War last? The Second World War lasted 6 years. The Second World War lasted 6 years. 1939 to 1945. It lasted 6 years. How long did the Spanish Civil War last? How long did the Spanish Civil War last? The Spanish Civil War lasted 3 years. The Spanish Civil War lasted 3 years. How long did the American Civil War last? How long did the American Civil War last? The American Civil War lasted 4.5 years. The American Civil War lasted 4.5 years. How long did the Irish Civil War last? Now, this is not such a famous civil war outside of Ireland. And actually, it's something not spoken about much in Ireland. I think as a Spanish person, you can understand why. But it lasted 10 months. The Irish Civil War lasted 10 months. The Irish Civil War lasted 10 months. Now, before we finish, let's do a quick review of the vocabulary we did earlier on. So, here we go. This is Book 5, List 7. Book 5, List 7. And because it's a review, I'll only say it once. Un contratiempo. A setback. Agradecido. Appreciative. Appreciative. Molesto. Bothersome. Concienzudo. Conscientious. Conscientious. Fecha tope o plazo. Deadline. Eficaz. Effective. Flota. Fleet. Heredero. Heir. Remember, spelt H-E-I-R, but pronounced heir. Cada vez más. increasingly probable, likely, block para notas, notebook or notepad also, prometedor, promising, rivalidad, rivalry, with a strong V, rivalry, an intense rivalry, acuerdo o arreglo, settlement, blandura, softness. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day and see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
¿Quieres aprovechar el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resolver tu viejo problema con el inglés? Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello.